Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Dini. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday launched Mega Skilling Program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnaw launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said, AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
Mr. Vaishnaw announced that the Global AI Impact Summit will be held in New Delhi next month. He said, as part of the preparations for the Global AI Summit, regional AI summits are being held in all states of the country. The Directorate of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, AHNVS, Nagaland has directed all district veterinary officers, DVOs, to regulate and discourage the practice of feeding untreated or unregulated food waste, commonly known as swill, to pigs in both backyard and commercial farms across the state. The advisory follows concerns raised by Mercy for Animals India over unsafe pig feeding practices observed in different parts of the country. In its directive, AHNVS has prohibited feeding untreated waste from hotels and restaurants, directed farms to follow recommended feeding practices by department or ICAR institutes, and asked veterinary officers to monitor compliance and create awareness among pig farmers. The AHNVS cautioned that feeding untreated swill poses a high risk of spreading serious diseases such as African swine fever, ASF, and foot and mouth disease, FMD, and urged all DVOs to sensitize pig farmers on the potential dangers associated with such practices. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, our correspondent takes a look on Bogibil Rail cum road bridge over the Brahmaputra River.
India's longest and Asia's second longest rail cum road bridge, Bogibil Bridge, is the lifeline of the northeastern part of the country and facilitating connectivity between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. The project was sanctioned in 1997-98 while the work commenced on 21st April 2002 under the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government. Even after nearly 13 years since commencement of the construction, the Bogibil Bridge project had achieved only 72% physical progress while the course escalated by 5 times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed this project in Pragati in May 2015. It was only after Prime Minister Modi's intervention the pace of work accelerated, leading to completion of the bridge on 25th December 2018. The Bogibil Rail Cum Road Bridge plays a critical role in strengthening national security and strategic preparedness in the eastern region by facilitating swift movement of defense forces and their equipments. The bridge has also ensured swift, uninterrupted and all-weather connectivity across the Brahmaputra. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And Principal Secretary for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Fisheries and Aquatic Resources and Parliamentary Affairs, Y.K. Kitosema, yesterday underscored the need for unity, cooperation and the avoidance of division in society as essential pillars for all-round development. Addressing the 57 Koko Area Students' Union program at Akku Haito, he appealed to the people to work collectively for shared prosperity, urging them to learn to forgive one another and live in love and harmony. Emphasizing the importance of education, Mr. Sema called upon the present generation of students to pursue their studies with dedication and commitment. He encouraged students to excel not only in academics, but also in other fields so as to bring fame and honor to the people of the area. Highlighting the importance of preserving cultural identity, Mr. Sema stressed the need to safeguard traditions and called on the youth to inculcate the habit of learning and using their mother tongue. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.